Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum with your girl, Jeray Williams. I'm so glad to have you here tuning in. And I thank you guys for the ones who are listening consistently. It means so much to me, and I'm so happy that my messages are reaching you. And so today we're going to get into it. So today's message is called Marriage is Not Work. And hear me out, because even when I told my husband about this episode, his face scrunched like, what you mean? I'm going to tell you what I mean. So a lot of times I see on social media, people like, marriage takes a lot of work, and marriage is not a job, you know? Marriage is not somewhere you clock in, you clock out, and you do what you want to do. Like, no. Marriage takes intentionality, and most of all, it takes commitment. It doesn't have to be, like, hard labor work. It just has to be intentional. You have to be committed to the process. Because with the job, you can always leave a job. You don't have to show up when you don't want to. You can do whatever you want, basically, because it's a job. You can always get another one. But with your marriage, you want to think of it like, this is my one and done marriage. I'm going to put my all into this. I'm going to make sure I'm showing up for my partner. I'm showing up for myself. And we are growing. And we are changing generations. And so when I think about marriage, I always think about teamwork. I think about commitment. And most of all, I think about love. And love in a way where it shows in actions and where it shows in how you talk to each other. Because these are the three things marriage is about. I've been married for, 2 years? And from those 2 years, I've learned a lot because we're both growing. We're both learning and unlearning habits and different mentalities that we had coming in. And now we're like evolving together and we're aligning as one. And that's really what marriage takes. And so the three biggest things about marriage, even if you're not married yet, I just want you to think about these things so that when you do get married, you have it. Okay. So marriage is one, how you treat each other. Like, are you treating each other like best friends? Are you treating each other like associates? Are you treating each other like enemies? How are you treating each other? Because how you treat each other reflects on how your teamwork looks in the home. It reflects how you act outside your marriage. Like, when you go outside, like outside your home. It's just so many factors. And you have to just be aware of how you're treating each other, because that's a reflection of your marriage. And you don't want to be in a space where you're not treating each other. Yes, you'll have disagreements and you won't always see eye to eye, but that doesn't mean you treat your person like they don't matter. Treat your person like they're a subordinate, or you treat your partner like a child. Because I often hear times like women be like, you know, being married is like having another child, but you shouldn't see your husband in that perspective. And in my program I'm launching, I'm teaching women how to work as a team with their partner, because we don't want to have that perspective of, oh, that's another child. Like, no, we don't do that. And that's why you have to be careful in how you treat each other. And that goes into my next one, is how you talk to each other, because oftentimes that's where issues come in. Like, you have to speak to each other respectfully. You can have a disagreement and still be respectful. You don't have to go all for custom out or just, you know, just turn up. You don't have to do each other like that. You can talk in maturity. And that reminds me of like what I read this morning in Matthew 19. And that's what kind of inspired me to make this podcast. It's like Jesus was talking about how everyone does not have the maturity for marriage. And that's where it comes with that communication and how you treat each other. Because if you don't know how to get your point across in a mature manner, it's not going to go well. And also, if you have children, what are your children learning from that? What is that reflecting of? And that can change your generational line. That can show how your children talk to their spouse if they decide to get married, and so on and so on. So you want to make sure that you're talking and treating each other with respect and making sure that you guys have the right words and you're knowing how to express your emotions. And if you're not good with that, you know, you can always seek out help. You can go to therapy. It can shift. But it's because you guys want to have it. Because remember, I say marriage takes intentionality and commitment. You have to be committed. Because at the end of the day, you want to have that mentality like, this is my person. We riding together. you know? And so it's just so amazing, because when you meet the person that you're meant to marry, it's a game changer. Because I know oftentimes, like, people try and force and get married, like, oh, I'm out of time. Or you just jump to a person who you're like, okay, I'm going to get married. But you want to make sure it's God aligned. You want to make sure that God sent you that person, because that's what makes marriage fun. Marriage can be fun. Marriage can be adventurous. You know, you can have a good time. You can be best friends. But you have to make sure that you have that intentionality and commitment. And when you marry the right person, it just makes it all so easy. But yeah, so that's my little spiel. One day, maybe I'll talk about how I knew that my husband was the one, just from when I first met him, and how we've been together ever since. We didn't have breakups or anything. We've just been growing together. But yeah, so back to it. My third point is, like, show up for each other. Like, put each other as a priority. I didn't say number one, but put each other as a priority. Like, if you know you have your date night coming up, and you have a deadline at work, you have to make sure that you can balance the two so that you are showing up for your partner. Your partner does not come to the back burner. Like, your marriage has to be a priority. Just like that deadline is a priority, you're going to make both of them work, okay? And that's just a whole nother spiel, like, why you have to show up for each other. But yes, you always have to make sure you're prioritizing family over worldly things. Like, don't let work interfere, like trying to hang out with your friends interfere if you already know that your son has a game, or your wife has an art gallery show, or your husband has a baseball game that you want to show up to. Like, make those things priorities, because those mean something. They're going to look for you. And if you don't show up, it's going to hurt them. And that's why I said, be careful how you treat each other. It doesn't mean you have to show up to everything, but you want to make sure it's priority and you communicate that. Even if you're not able to go, but you always try to be there if you can. And one of the biggest things too is, like, in marriage, little things can become big things. And my husband made that clear to me as well, because if you don't address the small things when they happen, you're just going to keep building on. And those big things, you're going to blow up, and it was something small. And here's what I mean. So say you cleaned the whole kitchen, and your husband comes in right behind you and drops his dishes in the sink and he walks off. Like, if you don't say something in the moment respectfully, like, hey, babe, I just washed all these dishes. Do you mind rinsing your stuff off or washing it off, put in dishwasher? Like, that shuts your whole down versus, like, not saying anything at all and you just let them walk off and you just huffing and puffing and you're aggravated. Like, those little things are going to build up to one day you're going to snap and be like, you always doing stuff after I clean up and I don't like that. And you go back to, how do you talk to each other? So make sure you have those respectful conversations, you know. And also, it's the same thing too with husbands. You got to make sure that you are doing what you're supposed to do as a teammate so that your wife doesn't feel like that, and it's vice versa. Okay, so, and you want to think, your home is a sanctuary. Your home should be a place of peace. You should be able to walk in and know that you're filled with love. You don't have any conflict, and it's away from the world. So women, I'm talking to you too. Like, just be aware. Like, if your husband's walking through the door, you don't know what type of day he has, and you're over here trying to, like, nag. He's nagging or trying to tell him, like, what he needs to be doing. Like, that can be overwhelming. And so you have to remember, sometimes it's a time and place to say those things. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're not able to discuss it, but just be aware. So just think about it. Like, if you come home from work, you don't know what, you had a tough day, you just want to sit down for a second. You probably want quiet time, and then you want to be able to interact. And so that's something to be aware of. Because marriage can change generations for good or bad, depending on your commitment. So making sure that you commit correctly. And when you think about marriage, I want you to think about intentionality and commitment. Because it's not work if you're already doing those things consistently. I hope this message blessed you. Let me know what you think about it. And if you enjoyed this, like, share, or even comment. And, you know, make sure you give me a rating as well. But yeah, that's my point. So make sure you be aware how you treat each other, talk to each other, and show up for each other. Have a good one. I'll see you next time.